Probably no hotter topic in IT today than virtualization. There are many reasons to virtualize servers: lower hardware costs, lower energy utilization, and lower real estate costs. With these goals in mind, many businesses have launched virtualization initiatives, often using VMware software. Hi, I'm Stan Gibson, and I'll be your host for this SearchDataCenter.com podcast, sponsored by Stratus and VMware. Our topic: how virtualization raises the bar for hardware availability. Joining me will be Denny Lane, Director of Product Marketing and Management at Stratus Technologies, and Vivek Chabria, Manager for Solution Product Marketing at VMware. They'll discuss how VMware and Stratus's fault-tolerant FT server systems provide continuous availability. Vivek, VMware is all about creating virtual servers, and that market is extremely hot. What do you see happening in that market right now?
Well, Stan, that's a great question, and I think we're being asked that question every day when we talk to our customers. I think I want to put a little bit of perspective here. VMware has been the pioneer in virtualization, and we've kind of had a product out there now for almost over 9 years, and it's called the ESX Server, which is our hypervisor. Basically, what a hypervisor is, it helps you virtualize your servers. So one of the primary reasons why people are, or our customers are, buying VMware is because they see a quick return on investment in terms of just being able to consolidate many applications onto the same physical server, and we also support more than just one operating system. So the benefits that they're seeing right now, and then we'll talk a little bit later maybe, is around consolidation and getting better utilization of their servers. And just to give you a little perspective, we're moving from like a scenario which before virtualization with VMware, servers were being utilized at about 5 to 10%. And now with virtualization, and customers are actually consolidating about 10 to 12 servers on the average on a VMware ESX server. So that kind of raises the utilization anywhere from 50 to 80%. And that's a tremendous return on investment right from a cost perspective. But that's where only we have started. But going forward, we are seeing that because of many of the properties of virtualization, a lot of value is being seen in terms of solving for problems around the business continuity and high availability space. And that's where an area where we see a lot of interest from our customers. So I would say that consolidation, increasing utilization, getting better hardware utilization, reducing the power cooling costs is definitely one of the prime drivers. But now we're seeing an even increasing interest around business continuity and high availability for VMware infrastructure.
Let's talk a little bit about business continuity. What exactly does VMware bring to the table?
So let me first just quickly explain. By business continuity, there are a couple of areas. We look at essentially high availability as a very major theme over there. And again, within high availability, we look at both planned downtime as well as unplanned downtime. While a lot of the news is around the unplanned downtime scenarios, which are very important too, we also like to look at the things around like how do you maintain your servers, how do you do planned maintenance, and those are the aspects where VMware has significant value to provide. So just to give you an example, there are a couple of properties about virtualization, and I'll kind of go through it really quickly. These properties, one being hardware independence. So the good thing about virtual machines is virtual machines are nothing but encapsulated application data, OS, and configuration files all wrapped into a very neat package called an encapsulated VMDK file. And these files are as simple as, transporting a Word document from point A to point B. So the good part about encapsulated file is you can move it from one piece of hardware to another, and you can actually recover the whole application with the OS and bring it back to the original state, and you can do that really quickly. In the case of the physical world, that would take a lot of time. So provisioning a server would take a lot of time in terms of recovery. And that's where I think virtualization adds a lot of value. And also the other aspect is that it also reduces the overall cost of doing high availability. So you mentioned clustering. One of the things we hear about clustering a lot is, you know, clustering is, and again, you can buy it from your OS vendor. You hear a lot of, independent software companies providing clustering technology. The thing about clustering is it's very complex. You really need a lot of highly experienced and highly educated in terms of you almost need a PhD-level person to actually manage these clusters. Clusters are often known to have configuration issues. So if you look at the total number of applications across different businesses, the statistic out there is that only about 5% of these applications are protected. And the big reason there is because clustering is extremely complex and expensive. And that's where VMware, with VMware high availability capabilities, which we can talk about later, and some of the properties like hardware independence, encapsulation, and the fact that you can, you know, do it on a very cost-effective basis because of the consolidation benefits, it makes high availability, first of all, intrinsic to the platform. So you can get high availability for your applications without investing in very expensive clustering technologies. So I hope that answers the question.
Okay, I think so. Well, let's go over to Denny now. Denny, can you tell us a little bit about the FT server architecture?
Sure. Stratus has been in the business of providing continuous available solutions for over 27 years now. And the common theme to our customer base is they have mission-critical applications and workloads that they cannot lose a single transaction. So what we've now done is we have Intel-based platforms, servers that have basically two servers sandwiched together in a completely redundant system. So you may say, well, that sounds like a cluster that Vivek was describing, but unlike a cluster, these two are so tightly coupled that the operating system, and hence the applications, cannot tell that there's any redundancy. And we do this through basically our secret sauce of combination of software and hardware, but it's totally transparent to the operating system. And if there is any kind of failure or transient error, hard error on one side, that side takes itself out of service. The other side keeps in operation. The application keeps running. Users stay up. The computer actually automatically phones back to Stratus, reporting the error. If it cannot be corrected over the wire, we dispatch parts. The parts can just slide directly in, and they automatically resynchronize. So it is the highest level of availability that you can get on a Wintel-based platform, over 5 nines of availability, and it's very, very simple. You don't need to modify your application. As Vivek describes, the complexities of clustering, all that's eliminated. You don't have to modify your app. You don't need specially trained individuals to run these environments. So think economical cost about the same or a little less than a cluster, dramatically higher availability, and much, much simpler to run than a cluster.
Sounds like a very elegant kind of failover. Now, you mentioned a Wintel platform. What about any other operating systems?
Well, in addition to native Windows, we also run native Linux on top of it, and now we're just starting to run VMware ESX as a hypervisor. And just like any other server running ESX, we run a full suite of basically all the guest OSs that VMware supports. So pretty much a wide range, whether you want to virtualize or run them natively right on the hardware.
Well, it sounds like both VMware and Stratus have very powerful solutions for reliability. If we have a VMware HA solution, then why would we also need the Stratus FT solution?
So I'll take that. So one of the things about VMware HA is while a lot of our customers value it and they're using it in a very, on a daily basis, actually the statistic we have after talking to our customers is almost 40% plus use VMware HA very regularly. VMware HA requires a restart. So let's say if a particular physical server failed and you have virtual machines running on that physical server, VMware HA would then recognize that a heartbeat has been lost and it would restart all the virtual machines on an adjacent server within that VMware HA pool, which could be anywhere from, you know, 2 to as many like 16 servers in that particular pool of servers. So one of the things to note about VMware HA is that there is a certain amount of restart time. So, you know, it takes about 2 or 3 minutes for the virtual machines to restart. And while that applies very well to most applications, you could argue that there are many, many applications that would benefit from that, everything from homegrown to databases. There are a unique class of applications which are extremely important, and these are what we call mission critical. So think about 911s, think about a Visa transaction service where, you know, there's, or a big trading application where you cannot afford to lose even 2 or 3 seconds of a transaction because maybe a couple of trades went through or a couple of calls came through. So in that case, you want no downtime or what we call continuous availability. And in that case, you know, VMware HA definitely has to kind of look to applications or products such as Stratus Technologies fault tolerant product. That's where really they fit very well and complement our solution.
Okay. What kind of applications do you see customers running on VMware HA?
So yeah, that's actually, so one of the things, you know, we've gone and looked at a lot of research. We've talked to analysts. We go talk to our customers. Just at a high level, we see that one of the first things they say is, okay, we're using clustering. But when we go deeper into the data, and there's a lot of estimates from, you know, vendors such as the IDCs and many of the research companies, that almost 90% or more of the workloads in enterprises, large, small, big, are unprotected. And if they are protected, it's protected by nothing more than maybe a RAID type of technology. And these are basically more disk-based redundancy technologies or some kind of a file system mechanism. Which means that there's a large exposure that you're creating for your infrastructure by not protecting 90% of these applications. The remaining 10% are being protected by clustering technologies. So the type of applications we are now bringing into the fold of high availability with products like VMware High Availability or VMware HA is across the board. We have folks running databases like SQL. They're running CRM applications. We just have announced a relationship with SAP, and we are having customers running SAP on VMware ESX servers. We also have customers running Exchange servers, messaging platforms. So again, if you're looking at a lot of these business-critical functions, they are now running on VMware HA, and they're all benefiting from it without having to deal with the complexity and the, you know, the expense of running these very expensive clustering technologies.
Denny, can you describe how a Stratus VMware solution has been helping specific customers?
Certainly, Stan. So I think Vivek described a great set of examples of where people are using VMware HA. And if you think about then inserting a Stratus server to take you up the availability stack, really give you mainframe-type applications. So we have customers in the credit card processing area, as an example, that are moving these disparate systems over onto a single fault-tolerant Stratus system running on top of VMware. So there cannot go down. Any type of outage, even the short outage that you occur will occur with a VMware HA, wouldn't be acceptable in those environments. We have other ones that are taking just standard horizontal workloads that they're putting 10, 12, 15 virtual machines on one server. Each workload is not that valuable or mission critical, but the combined importance of those in the outage that would occur, even for a short failover time, was deemed not acceptable. So it really is a range from the mission critical ones that can't be out for a second to the ones that can't sustain multiple outages in a failover. So it's really a wide range.
Final question. How does a customer buy VMware HA and a Stratus FT server system?
Well, Stratus, customers can come to Stratus directly, www.stratus.com, and we provide the combined server. We do installation. We provide the VMware product set. We also have a range of partners both vertical-oriented and horizontal-oriented partners. And if you come to the Stratus website, we can direct customers in that direction. But let me turn over to Vivek, because there are a variety of VMware products that Stratus does not carry.
Sure. Thank you. Yeah, so just before I answer that question, I do want to know that I do want to mention that actually a lot of the reasons customers are buying the VI3 or the ESX server from VMware is not just for consolidation. In fact, we have a survey that says 55% of them are using it for high availability or business continuity. Having said that, the best way to buy a VMware product is I would urge to go to the www.vmware.com site. And just to give you a sense of what you can expect there, there is a how-to-buy section there where you can even download a free trial for about 60 to 90 days. But essentially, you can buy it as a packaged offering. So we do have some standard packages which include high availability and some of the capabilities that we just mentioned. Or you can also buy them a la carte. So again, you can buy ESX and then you can add on some of these options. But there's various ways you could buy these, and again, I think the best way to go is take a look at the www.vmware.com site. Thank you.
That is all the time we have for this SearchDataCenter.com podcast, sponsored by Stratus and VMware. Our topic has been how virtualization raises the bar for hardware availability and how a VMware infrastructure's inherent high availability capabilities, when combined with Stratus Technologies' fault-tolerant FT server systems, provide continuous availability. Many thanks to Denny Lane, Director of Product Marketing and Management at Stratus Technologies, and thanks too to Vivek Chabria, Manager for Solution Product Marketing at VMware. And thank you for joining us. I'm Stan Gibson.